My name is Salima Malson, and it is my privilege to assist David LaDuca here this morning with our very special service.
This is a very special day for me. My kids know that I've just been just ringing in excitement. This is Bells, Bells, Bells. You want to do the next slide, Jim? That'd be great. And before we get started, we have to cast the show. Now, a lot of people find out that I'm doing a show, and they get nervous. They're like, oh, you know, how much preparation will there be? You know, do I have time to get ready? And I'm like, no, nobody has time to get ready because nobody rehearses. So our motto is, we don't rehearse, we just hearse. So we're going to cast the show. I have parts for kids. If you're a kid, every bell was made to ring. Every voice was made to sing. Any words can make a song. Join us, friends, come sing along. Everybody sing with me. Every bell was made to ring. Every voice was made to sing. Any words can make a song. Join us, friends, come sing along.
Stay there, Jim.
One bell will resonate in all directions. Sound will emanate. Every bell was made to ring. Every voice was made to sing. Any songwriter could make a song. Join us, friends, come sing along.
And our actors come to the microphone. All right. Short and middle? Short and middle? Nope. In the middle?
Here's the microphone. Everybody join in.
And action!
I have a voice and something to say.
Bing, bing.
I have a voice and something to say.
Bing, bing.
I have a song and I want to sing.
I have a vote and I want to be heard.
I have a right to my beliefs and my dreams.
I have a name and I have my dignity.
I have a dream and I want to work towards it.
We have different shapes and sizes.
We have different reasons and dreams.
We are loud and we are soft. We sing high and low.
We fill the cities and we spread out in the country.
We want everyone to have a chance to be heard.
We need to listen and take our turn.
Black Lives Matter. Let your voice be heard.
LGBTQ. Each of you are always welcome.
Voices of the people, the tribes of America. We should listen.
Voices of the immigrants and refugees. We should amplify.
Yeah.
Lend an ear to those that suffer or face disability.
Lend an ear to those that face persecution.
Lend an ear to the toddler. Lend an ear to our seniors.
Then join the symphony of inclusion.
Join the symphony of justice.
Join the symphony of democracy.
Let freedom ring in your heart.
Let harmony ring in our homes and communities.
Let justice ring around the world.
Every bell was made to ring. Every voice was made to sing. Any words can make a song. Join us, friends, come sing along. Two bells, come on up, will harmonize in so different shapes and different sizes. Every bell was made to ring.
Any voice was made to say, hey, hey. Any word can make a song. Join us, friends, come sing along.
I have a voice
and something to say.
Ding, ding.
Welcome to the UU Welcome Service. Can you hold, please?
The right one's number. Is bold.
Your visit is important to us. We'll be right with you.
Are you serious? How long do I have to wait around?
Your visit is important, but all available members are busy.
To make sure your visit is special, we monitor these discussions. Come on, I want to speak to a real person. To speak with a board member, press 1.
To speak with the welcoming committee, press 2.
Do I actually press the board member? That seems strange. Someone is on the line and ready to talk to you.
Hello, my name is Kelea.
Hello, it's nice to meet you. I'm Sally.
Are you really on the welcoming committee? What's that like?
Am I? I thought you were on the welcoming committee. Hello, my name is Heather. I'm from Beaverton. I'm new.
Hello, Heather, and welcome. My congregation is your congregation.
It's nice to be here. Christmas feels a little lonely.
It's so easy to feel at home here.
Ding, ding.
Who do you think that might be?
Maybe it's someone looking for meaning in their life.
Maybe it's someone hoping to improve the world.
Maybe it's someone with a new perspective or experience.
Whomever we meet, let's be good listeners.
Welcome, Dave.
Three bells begin to shine. Come on up, three bells. Just like words begin to rise. Every bell was made to ring. Every voice was made to sing. Any word can make a song. Join us, friends, come sing along.
Yes, Prancer, we know. Don't forget, we're all strapped together.
Now, Dasher, you and Comet are always setting the pace too fast.
Don't you get it, Dasher and Donner? We need to be free.
I think we have to go through this every year.
Once a year, we get to fly, and Prancer always wants a sit-in.
You said it yourself. We're all strapped together. It's awful.
What's awful is all your jiggling and your lack of focus.
The jiggling makes our bell jiggle. That's the part I like.
I like clear skies and an organized flight plan. Did we charge the GPS?
I've been listening to the elves. There's quite a shake-up this year.
Wait, do you mean did I get to pull from the front this year?
I think Dasher is talking about the migration of so many families.
Migration is fine, but so many this year are being rejected.
Don't get Rudolph started about rejection. He's still sore.
Honestly, don't people remember the reason for the season?
A poor displaced family was told that there was no room for them.
I've got room on my back if someone needed a ride.
Kind thoughts and open hearts. Maybe that's why we can fly.
Believing in love is as easy as believing in flying reindeer sometimes.
I believe in generosity and the healing power of kindness.
I believe our fellowship of Hoof and Horn will work together tonight.
I believe there is a just, healthy, and vital part for everyone to play.
Hey, did you say play? I'm so ready to prance across the sky.
I like our little discussions. It helps me see things in a new light.
May this joyous time bring peace around the world. May it be so.
Every bell was made to ring. Every voice was made to sing. Any word can make a song. Come join us, friends. Come sing along. Three bells.
Can we have three bells?
Four bells. Four bells. Swing to and fro while their song begins to grow. Every bell was made to ring. Every voice was made to sing. Any word can make a song. Join us, friends, come sing along.
I have a voice and something to say.
I have a voice and something to say. But sometimes it's dark and I've lost my way.
A lighthouse can guide a ship to the shore.
A bell can ring out above the roar. Inside of a bell is a clangor that clangs.
That swings to and fro and gives quite a bang.
Inside of a heart are matters quite dear. That guide us and drive us when things are unclear.
If children are told as they start to grow
that they should keep silent about things they don't know, then when they grow up and trouble they meet,
then maybe they'll mumble and look at their feet.
If children watch parents that yell and that shout, that always make noise and throw things about,
then children will copy and emulate.
With anger and violence, they'll soon imitate. But if people are wise and make better choices,
and speak up for peace with kind-hearted voices,
if people take time from their occupied lives, and think of what's crucial and prioritize,
they'll break through the static and open their shell.
They'll find clarity like the tone of a bell.
And won't it be sweet when that bell is rung?
When justice and hope and respect are sung.
Maybe you'll find it, maybe today,
that you'll have a voice and have something to say.
There's a magic about Christmas, there's a magic about Woof, and it's hard to put your finger on sometimes. It's hard to find that turning point, that centering notion. And today I'd like to do something a little bit out of the ordinary, but everything's out of the ordinary today. And that is, I'd like to resonate. Many of you right now are sitting near somebody that maybe you haven't met before, you don't talk to very often, and I'm going to encourage you to turn in your chair and meet somebody that maybe you didn't come in with, and find two ideas that are different that you feel resonate with each other. So it could be things you like about Christmas, it could be things you like about Woof, it could be something in your heart, it's something in your mind, and they don't have to be rhyming words, they don't have to be alliterations, but look for things that are on your mind and on their mind, and pick two things that suddenly, magically resonate with each other. And I'll be coming around with a microphone, and we're going to hear some of these resonations. Thank you. This time, I'm going to be turning the music over to Betsy. She's going to be playing some Christmas music. I'm going to invite all of my bell choir members to be first in line for the tree trimming. I'm going to be bringing out the ornaments. Part of Christmas tree trimming is participating in the adornment of the tree. I would ask that the people with their with the scripts that have the actual the music in the green spot to come up first, and then a line to form behind them. I'd like to go over the bell choir stuff with them while the Christmas tree is being trimmed. So at this point, Betsy will take over music. Point, we are going to debut our bell choir, and we have some special guests in the audience. We have some special secret guests in the audience. If you're in the audience and you have a special part and you see a symbol up on the screen that lets you know to come on up, then it's time for you to come on up. Okay? Here we go. Here's the choir.
Sing along.
Ring, ring, the bell,
And belly laughs from the top of the steeple to the eye of a needle. This fairy is ready for tickles and weaves, glimmers and jigs. Everyone knows my name, for I am Tinkerbell. I know what you're all thinking. Why am I so gigantic? That's not me. That is you. You see, I'm still small and fairy size, but all you guys are shrinking down to my minuscule size. Fairies like me need people to believe in them. So I need people to believe. If people deny that fairies aren't real, or think of us as just kids' stories, we shrink smaller and smaller until we just disappear. To be honest with all of you, I don't have a problem here in this sanctuary. The people here are open to all sorts of magically fantastic things. Thank you for that. But it is much harder to believe in yourself. It's harder to find your voice, and even harder to encounter your inner giant. So people shrink, and their fantasies become larger in comparison. You've just got to believe in yourself and show your support for others. Learn how to fly off the winds of fear and shyness. You'll find that your time in the clouds will give you the more colorful picture. When you spend your time on the ground, the memories of the clouds will encourage you to do what you wish. This might just be a very fairy Christmas full of fun and light after all. Take some fairy dust home with you and find your wings. Think of me and the fairy kingdom every time you ring your bell. Ring your bell and say, I believe I can do anything.
Great discoveries and improvements invariably involve the cooperation of many minds. I may be given credit for having invented the telephone, but when I look at the subsequent developments, I feel the credit is due to others rather than to myself. My name is Alexander Graham Bell, and I would like to share with you this holiday season some of the gifts I've received over my life. Born in Scotland, my mother suffered from a lack of hearing, and my father, grandfather, and brother all worked with elocution and speech. To the amusement of my mother, with the encouragement of my father, with the help of my brother, my first project as a lad was to create a speaking mechanical head that had a throat and lips and produces words. Later, I coached my dog to increase his ability to produce sounds and attempted to teach Chubby to chat with Grandma. Creating words and sounds with mechanical parts and the anatomy of a dog were just practice for my later work with creating words and sounds with electricity. Unfortunately, our family was literally plagued with tuberculosis and we moved to the Americas. One of my first studies, deciphering the Mohawk language, awarded me the title of Honorary Chief. In Boston, Massachusetts, I started work on a harmonic telegraph that would transmit messages using sounds and words rather than dots and dashes like the telegraph. With the help of electrician and engineer Thomas Watson and my colleague Alicia Gray, water-based liquid transmitter, my goal of sending a voice electronically finally worked. Sure, you had to shout into the microphone during the early years, but we added Edison's carbon microphone, and the message was clearer. Science and technology had a voice in the modern world, and distances were not going to keep them silent. Later in life, I began to work on alternate fuels and turning salt seawater into drinkable water and saving information on magnetic media. So my message to you is the same I had for Watson the first time I spoke on the telephone. World, I need your help. Come and join me.
Every bell was made to ring. Every voice was made to sing. Any words can make a song. Join us, friends, come sing along.
Five bells, all right.
Voice is something to say. Famous quotes about bells.
Trying to squash a rumor is like trying to unring a bell, said American journalist from 60 Minutes, Shayna Alexander.
Once the bell rings, you're on your own. It's just you plus the other guy, said world heavyweight boxing champ Joe Louis.
The cow which has no milk will not be purchased, even though equipped with a pleasant-sounding bell, said renowned Buddhist philosopher Sivanarbar Yuna.
As a boy, the very words Liberty Bell and Independence Hall fired my imagination and made a profound and lasting impression, said the leader of the Republic of China, Chiang Kai-shek.
From the book and movie, The Polar Express, at one time, most of all of them, by Chris Van Alper.
At one time, most.
From the book and movie Polar Express, at one time most of my friends could hear the bell, but as years passed, it fell silent for all of them, by Chris Van Allsburg.
These words were spoken during a telephone call from Washington, D.C. to Alexander Graham Bell's laboratory in Pennsylvania. Your invention is amazing, but who would ever want to use one?
Somehow, I don't think Jesus came to Earth to ring the bell at the New York Stock Exchange, said American activist Michael Moore.
Let's pretend my career is music and a bell. Whether you like my music or not is up to you, but you've got to admit I rang that bell pretty hard, plus pretty often. Hardcore musician Henry Rollins.
My recipe for dealing with anger and frustration: set the kitchen timer for 20 minutes, cry, rant, rave, and at the sound of the bell, simmer down and go about business as usual.
A bell's not a bell till you ring it.
A song's not a song till you sing it.
Love in your heart wasn't put to stay there.
Love isn't love till you give it away.
Sang Mary in the Oscar Hammerstein musical Sound of Music.
My name is James Pierpont, and I stand before you with a heavy heart. As the organist and musical director of Savannah, Georgia's Unitarian Church, I have quite a list of terrible news. First, our Unitarian Church is closing. But in all fairness, it is 1859, and we are an abolitionist Unitarian church in southern Georgia. My brother, Reverend John Pierpont Jr., and I will have to decide where our hearts lie. My wife's family is here in Savannah, but I'm not sure my brother will stay on. That's partly my fault. It gets worse. How do I say this? I don't want to admit to dependence or a lack of sobriety, but part of the reason my brother is eager to put in the Savannah chapter behind him occurred at the Simpson, a local tavern where I and Mrs. Otis Waterman were composing a little ditty for the Christmas holidays. Did I purposely write a drinking song about a jingle of ice and a tumbler of holiday spirits? Did I purposely write a drinking song? Let's not confuse the origin of a song and the reason for the song. Yes, that song was written in a bar, but it was destined for the children's choir at our Unitarian church. Some would say that the setting in my company perhaps influenced the song, especially since the song is about meeting ladies and several vague references to drinking. But that only makes the Jingle Bells song a better song. The kids love it, but their parents and other tavern patrons can't stop ordering up another round of Jingle All the Way. It is a harmless song, and it won't be my fault when it is restyled by the Chipmunks, the Three Stooges, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, Bart Simpson in SpongeBob SquarePants. So, to my Unitarian Church members, don't stop the music. Your political views might get you killed, but the music is harmless. To my loving wife, let's not dwell on the whole Mrs. Otis Waterman thing. She was buying her own drinks anyway. To my recent acquaintance, Otis, you're a lucky man, I mean it. And finally, to all the kids out there, Jingle Bells was written for you. Let the spirits of Christmas, let the spirit of Christmas keep your cups running over. This is James Pierpont, your Unitarian Holiday Hero.
Throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Proclaim to the people that hope and freedom are here to stay. And yet the work ahead is hard, and we need to do the work together. I am the Liberty Bell, and my story will resonate with all ages. In 1752, before the independence of the original colonies, I arrived in Philadelphia, thanks to William Penn, founder of Pennsylvania. First chance I had to ring, my rim cracked. The shipmasters denied any return to England. Sure, I was made in England, but England did not want me back. If I was to ring, then America had to break me into pieces, melt me down, and recast a brand new bell. Recast me they did, and I rang again. but I rang a new song. I sang a song of self-government and equal rights. I rang for Benjamin Franklin and the American Revolution, but they had to hide me for fear that the British troops would break me again and make me into ammunition. We survived that Battle of Independence, and I rang again for George Washington's birthday and the 4th of July, as well as an election on Election Day, to remind voters to hand in their ballots. I had a twin bell, did you know? And in 1828, my sister bell was sold to St. Augustine's Catholic Church in Philadelphia. Imagine my horror when that church was burned down by a Catholic anti-Catholic mob in 1844. Those were dark times, and during those years, I was cracked once again. This time, without a working force that could recast me. My message of liberty has been silenced. And now, as the war over slavery in America was ready to begin, I became a symbol of a nation broken and a message of liberty that could not be heard by those in slavery. How many times must I be broken to remind people of the original message of my bell? Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Let freedom ring.
This is a special new song. Let's put this up on the board.
If
you have a song to sing, share that song, let music ring. If you seek a brand new song, join with us and sing along. Ring, 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 our voices sing. Bing bong, bing bong, join our merry song. Bing bong, bing bong, join our merry song. Let's sing one more time. If you have a song to sing, share that song, let music ring. If you see a brand new song, join with us and sing along. Ring, 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 our voices sing. Bing bong, bing bong, join our merry song. Bing bong, bing bong, join our merry song. Sing song, sing melody. Dashing through the snow, in one horse open sleigh, sharing the snow, laughing all the way, bells on bobtails ring, making spirits fun. Started it to ride and sing a sleigh song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Everybody stand up. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Dashing through the share with song and music ring. If you see a brand new song, join with us and sing along. Ring, 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 our voices sing. Bing bong, bing bong, join our merry song. Ring, 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 our voices sing. Bing bong, bing bong, join our merry song. And we're going to roll the final credits. Jim?
Before we lose our David